427 and 84 WHS. Back to the telephones. Bardstown and Janet. Hi, Janet.
Hi, Terry.
Go ahead.
The man that just got done talking to you, I want to pay you a compliment. I was at work today, and I had WHAS on. I work at a factory, and some of my friends wanted to know what station I had on and who the rude man was on that was letting people call him, Doug McCalgan. And I agree with the man. You'll listen. And I want to compliment you on that. I got the best coverage with WHAS.
Well, now, in Doug's defense, there are some people who are getting a little, you know, that need to be roped in a little bit because they were making misstatements is all. And I heard more than one caller do that.
Yeah, but he doesn't let a person finish, you know. And I you know, he has his opinion, and the people out there have theirs, but I'm like the man. When I get home, I'll call Terry Miners, and I like your the way you're handling things better. At least you're listening to me and to the other people. And I want to say that I'm behind the President Bush all the way and the boys over there. I think we're over there for a lot of reasons. I think the way they did the Kuwait people, the children, I think maybe some for the oil. And this man, he's like Hitler. And I believe that President Bush is a Christian man, and nobody wants war. But there's some things we have to do, and we are a caring people. And if we care, we're going to help somebody out that's in need and wants help. And Kuwait was asking for our help. When it comes to the protesters, today I don't think anybody has the right. I think it was in San Francisco that said, police cars on fire. They set two on fire. This was protesting. They was going to set the Chevron oil station on fire. They burnt the flag. I don't think people should have the right to vandalize.
And yeah, vandalism is obviously against the law. Burning a flag, I guess we've never quite wrestled that issue to the ground at long last, but if somebody's going to do that, try to not let it rock your world, all right?
Yeah, but Terry, today they was burning cars and things.
Well, that's never legal, obviously.
You know, but they're saying the protest, and I think that people should be, I know they say they're on protest, but I think they ought to be praying and be behind the boys.
Very good.
You know.
I appreciate it, Janet.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, bye.
And she did mention that President Bush is a good Christian man or whatever. Well, President Bush is speaking on behalf of all peoples, regardless of religion, too, obviously. So we're all in this one together. And we'll get you a news update in a moment or two. First to Ron Robertson again in Skywatch 84, service of General Leasing.
Dixie Highway is doing okay to the south, down to St. Andrews Church Road. And if you're on, well, this would be Manslick, I guess, right north of Palatka. But that gets to about a two-block delay where they are doing the construction and working on getting it a turning lane, which will greatly improve your trip south to St. Andrews Church Road. But right now, got to tough it out with the long delays in the afternoons. The drive across the Waterston Expressway still looks steady from 65 around the Cane Run Road. Ron Robertson, Skywatch 84, WHAS.
If you've been looking for a new car and you're about to throw your money down, General Leasing has some advice for you. Don't do it. Don't buy that new car until you've talked to us first. Leasing is the low-cost alternative for millions of new car owners. You still get the car of your choice, the exact same color, model, and options you want, but with General Leasing, you pay only a fraction of the sticker price. Not only that, with General Leasing, you can drive away in your new car or truck with absolutely no down payment. General Leasing can put you behind the wheel of any car or truck on the market and save you thousands. Choose a 3-year lease with the same monthly payments you would have made on a 5-year loan, then keep the down payment yourself. At the end of the lease, trade for a new car, purchase the one you've been driving, or simply walk away. The choice is yours. Take our advice. Before you buy, call General Leasing at 895-0643. You'll be glad you did.
I'm sure glad that you're taking the time to call up and voice your opinion on the radio, too. It's nice to hear what everybody's thinking in these most turbulent times. It's 4:30. I appreciate your patience, too. We'll get to your phone calls again in a few minutes. I know it takes 7, 8, 9 minutes for you to get on here. Longer. We'll get to you as soon as we possibly can. Chuck Taylor along with the forecast in a moment. First, another news update. Here's Mary Jeffries.
Pentagon sources say more cruise missiles have been launched in Operation Desert Storm. The sources say 100 cruise missiles were launched in the initial attack last night. No figures on how many were sent in the latest assault. A student in Kuwait City said things were quiet there today, but that there had been air raids earlier.
We've had two big bombing raids on the southern part of the suburbs near the airport. It's a little bit cloudy in Kuwait today, and you can't see the airplanes, but you could hear the noises, and we could hear explosions in that area.
That same student says that according to hospitals, there are many Iraqi casualties, but he did not think it was in the hundreds at this point. U.S. officials confirmed that one U.S. Navy plane, one British jet, and one Kuwaiti aircraft have been lost in the battle. ABC's Greg Dobbs is at the United Nations today, where some ambassadors have given indications that some Iraqis may not be supporting Saddam Hussein's campaign.
Several ambassadors to the United Nations have made statements here today that don't so much move the story as illuminate it. The Kuwaiti ambassador, for example, saying when he came into the building that through what he calls private communications directly from Kuwait, he is told that Iraqi soldiers in Kuwait are surrendering. He also used the word defecting to the Kuwaiti resistance. I must stress, I cannot confirm this. Nobody can right now, but it's certainly a very positive story from the U.S. as well as the Kuwaiti point of view. Greg Dobbs, ABC News, the United Nations.
France's armed forces chief now says Allied airstrikes have destroyed half of Iraq's air force, and he says the surviving planes will probably be grounded for the rest of the war. Republican Senator Alphonse D'Amato says Iraq's air force has been crippled, and its forces may give up before the end of January.
I don't think that it's unreasonable to think that it, within a 10-day period of time that we may see the armed forces, at the very least, decide to lay down their arms.
But the White House is cautioning the public that this war could be long and hard. Cloudy skies, 38 degrees in Louisville. It's 434 on News Radio 84 WHAS.
Terry Dismore, what are you doing now?
Well, Tom, I'm loading up for the Super Bowl promotion this weekend at Kroger.
Oh, the one where you buy Campbell soup and Nabisco crackers and get one of those ceramic Super Bowls free, huh?
Yep, last weekend we gave away a bunch. Now, this weekend, we're going to be prepared.
So how do listeners get one?
Well, let the announcer tell you, Tom, while you help me load the van.
I knew it. Roped into helping again.
Join Terry Dismore and company at Kroger, 3rd and New Cut Road, Saturday from 10 a.m. till noon, and Sunday at Kroger on Shelbyville Road in Middletown from 1 to 3 p.m. Each day, the first 125 customers will receive a special edition custom-made Pfalzgraf Ceramic Super Bowl free when you purchase any four varieties of Campbell Soups, original red and white, special request, chunky, or home cooking, and any two 16-ounce boxes of Nabisco Premium Saltine Crackers.
Oh, that's the last box. You think we have enough?
Oh, no. I forgot to count them.
See you at Kroger, Terry.
Celebrate National Soup Month with Campbell Soups, Nabisco, and Kroger.
Our time, 4:35. Let's check in with Ron Robertson flying Skywatch 84.
It is lightened out southbound I-65, south of Cardinal Stadium, and out to the Fern Valley Road and Outer Loop exits on the Watterson Expressway. It is a light start at the Durant Lane overpass for the north and southbound I-65 ramps and to and from Bardstown Road, with the Watterson Expressway traffic still flowing smoothly in that direction. And you're doing okay with Dixie Highway. Your usual block and a half to two-block delay down to the Rockford and Yeager light was the only delay we saw running southbound. Ron Robertson, Skywatch 84, WHAN.
Skyrocketing gasoline prices at various stations across Kentucky have prompted Kentucky Attorney General Fred Cowan to take action. Cowan says his office is launching an investigation into gas price gouging, and he hopes lawmakers in special session will take steps to help as well.
I will be meeting with the governor this afternoon and asking him to immediately place on a call for special session this anti-price gouging legislation.
And Governor Wilkinson has agreed to add the issue to the General Assembly's agenda. Cowan says there is no doubt that price gouging is going on as a result of Desert Storm. Based on reports received by his office, Cowan says some dealers have raised the cost of a gallon of gasoline by more than a dime since last night. At Bowman Field, 150 Kentucky soldiers are waiting to head to Saudi Arabia. Richard Willie is one of them. He says he's glad to be going finally, but he is leaving a wife and children behind. The troops out of Lexington will leave within the next couple of days, possibly within hours. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 114.60 at 2623.51. Chuck Taylor will have the Color Radar forecast in 1 minute. It's 4:36 on News Radio 84 WHAS.
It's January. The hectic rush of the holidays is behind us, and life is returning to normal, taking on a slower, more serene pace at Mall St. Matthews.
Bad. It's bad. So bad.
As I was saying, yes, the mad rush is over, but you can still find sheared prices at Mall St. Matthews. I must warn you, however, that things are getting wilder and woolier than ever before this Thursday through Monday at the Wild and Woolly Sidewalk Sale. So for wild, crazy fun and sheared prices, shop Mall St. Matthews Wild and Woolly Sidewalk Sale this Thursday through Monday. With savings of up to 50% and more, you'll feel sheepish if you miss it. Mall St. Matthews, Shelbyville Road, just west of the Watterson Expressway. Oh, so bad.
Meteorologist Chuck Taylor has the color radar forecast.
Skies have cleared to our south over Tennessee and Arkansas, but it will be tomorrow afternoon before we see any sun locally. Tonight it's going to be mostly cloudy and the low temperature will be near 30. Then during the day tomorrow, look for clouds in the morning with some sun in the afternoon, and it will be a little bit milder with highs in the mid-40s. Tomorrow night it should be partly cloudy with lows around 32, and on Saturday it will be partly sunny and milder with highs from 45 to 50. Right now we have cloudy skies and 38 degrees. I'm Chuck Taylor.
News on the hour and half hour. Bulletins at once. I'm Mary Jeffries. News Radio 84, WHAS.
Thanks, Mary. We have regular reports on the air at 10 after 20 after 40 and 50 at each hour, too. So we'll get to another of those in just a few minutes. Back to the telephones, 571-8484. Jack, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I would like to comment on the fact that on the economic fact, that if we take and... The whole issue, I believe, is the oil product. If Saddam Hussein has 50% control over the oil, that we would have to be a part of him. We would have to back him up. You know, we would have to go to him to from one section to another to where he our part would be like Saddam Hussein would be part of the U.S. and nobody else wants part of Saddam Hussein. Okay.
You're losing me a little bit on this. Hey, we'd have to go to him if he was controlling the oil, right?
Yeah, he would have 50% of the oil of the world. Okay.
Well, that'd be his power, and I don't think he'd release much of that to us. That's the idea.
Right. So, in the economic product, in the economic way, the U.S. could never stop and bow down to anybody that could control them.
That's what we're doing here. We're trying to prevent aggression, people storming across borders and mutilating and raping and pillaging countries, too. That's the idea we've asked. And when we told the guy we were coming, too, it wasn't like it was a surprise.
You know, right.
We sent him an engraved invitation 3 months ago.
Right.
Okay.
There's something else I'd like to say.
Okay, Jack, you're going to have to hang on with that for just a moment because I have to join the network again, all right?
Okay.
Hold on just a second. Back in a moment here on 84 WHA.
President Bush is calling Operation Desert Storm a success so far and says the attacks against Iraq will continue until Iraqi forces leave Kuwait. But there are also words of caution not to get too optimistic. Middle East analyst Judith Kipper says although Iraqi resistance has apparently been minimal so far, that could change.
There is this bit of euphoria, but the Iraqis have always been unpredictable and done the really tough and surprising, shocking action, and I think we should have our steady nerves ready for it.
The airstrikes against Iraq are continuing, and there are reports a new round of cruise missiles has been fired at military targets. Pentagon officials have told ABC News that the attacks have knocked out 80% of Iraq's air force, but the U.S. does not yet control Iraqi airspace. Iraq's ambassador to Belgium is still saying his country will use chemical weapons against U.S. troops and will carry through on its threat to attack Israel. Surprisingly, the price of crude oil staged its biggest one-day drop in history today, falling more than $10 a barrel. ABC's Vic Ratner says a drop in price may not show up at the gasoline pump anytime soon.
If the price of gasoline at your corner station goes up, don't blame the Persian Gulf situation. Energy Secretary James Watkins told reporters here in Washington there is plenty of crude oil available, and the U.S. will sell more from its strategic reserve.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average skyrocketed today up 114.60. That's the biggest one-day jump in more than 3 years. I'm Catherine Cowdery, ABC News.
441 at 84 WHAS. We're taking phone calls and interspersing them between the other regular elements of this program, and we'll get to Ron Robertson in a moment. Jack was on the air and was interrupted a moment ago. Okay, Jack, finish up, pal.
Yes, sir. I would like to say, you know, if 80% of the people, they're behind President Bush on this issue, and like 17-18% are against him. I think if the Air Media only had like 17-18% against him, they should only have that amount of time on the air. If you had 80%, then you would see it. Then everybody would see that everybody was for President Bush.
Right. Well, one of you people who's going to watch CNN for an hour, do that for me. Would you take a stopwatch and clock it and divide it up into the time spent on the war with a stopwatch? That's how you do that. If a guy comes on and he's talking about last night's actions for 7 minutes and 23 seconds.
Excuse me?
Pardon me?
That's not the way it is, sir. I'm going to tell you why.
Hello. I'm saying, would you please do that for an hour on CNN with somebody or whoever it is, whoever you're complaining about?
Well, I think the last guy was 17% of the public that was against it.
Well,
they're only doing it for them anyway.
Yeah, I'm not arguing with you. I'm only asking someone to clock an hour of network television and let me know what percentage of the hour they're devoting to the protesters. Okay?
Yeah.
Bingo! Okay. Thanks for calling,
Thank
Jack.
You.
I appreciate it. At 4:43, here's Ron Robertson in Skywatch 84, service of 32 WLKY.
And we've checked out eastern Jefferson County. The trip south of the Waters Expressway looks good for Taylorsville Road traffic. Headed out to Hurstmore Lane. Hurstmore's running fairly light between Shelbyville Road and Taylorsville Road. And if you come off the Waters Expressway and headed east up to Hurstmore Lane and toward Middletown, the drive on Shelbyville Road, no more than a block delay at the lights up to New LaGrange Road. And the other direction, headed west towards St. Matthews, that still looks fairly light as well. Rod Robertson, Skywatch 84, WHAS.
I'm Bruce Dunbar, Channel 32 News. As soldiers wage war in the Persian Gulf, Americans at home wage a war of words in the streets. How much support is there for the president? Are people protesting the war unpatriotic? We want to know what you think as citizens of Kentucky and Southern Indiana. Channel 32 News takes your phone calls today beginning at 5:30 in a special phone debate here from the home front. Hear what your neighbors think about war today at 5:30 on 32 WLKY.